Welcome to this episode of Play, Learn, Teach. We share beautiful play experiences at Dragonfly Toys. We learned the art of early childhood education with OLA. We teach to ignite minds through family daycare. If you are tuning in via Apple, Spotify or YouTube, please visit igniteminds.com.au/podcasts for additional links and information or to leave your comments. This episode was brought to you by Dragonfly Toys. Play experiences that are beautiful, strong and safe, environmentally friendly and fairly traded. If you are looking for a unique and educational gift, support us by visiting dragonflytoys.com.au. Today, I am reading to you an article published on the Australian Children's Education and Care Quality Authority website in February 2015. This article supports our knowledge and awareness of Quality Area 5, which covers relationships with children. I find this article useful as a parent who has my own deeply set responses to challenging behaviour. As educators, we need to work harder to recognise that our childhood or cultural templates may no longer fit, and we must work hard to overcome our own conditioning about discipline and the expectations we place on the children in our care. As this article includes some diagrams and graphics, I recommend you locate this article on our website. It also includes references for additional reading. Let's begin. Supporting children to regulate their own behaviour. From birth, children begin to explore how the social world works. Exploring and learning to manage feelings, behaviour, rights and responsibilities is a complex process. Educators play an important role in supporting children to regulate their own behaviour. Positive, respectful daily interactions with children can support them to learn about interdependence and to become considerate citizens. These relationships provide a solid foundation from which to guide and support children as they develop the self-confidence and skills to manage their own behaviour, make decisions, and relate positively and effectively to others. Fostering a sense of belonging and promoting a sense of security. An important aspect of children's belonging, being and becoming involves them learning how their behaviour and actions affect themselves and others and developing the skills to regulate these independently. Educators can support children to develop these skills by guiding children's behaviour as a mediator and helping children to negotiate their rights in relation to the rights of others. The Circle of Security is an intervention initiative based on research that secure children exhibit increased empathy, greater self-esteem, better relationships with parents and peers, smoother transition to school, and an increased capacity to handle emotions more effectively when compared with children who are not secure. This model highlights the importance of adults being at children's level and available for children as a support, and to provide a secure base for the children as needed. I will stop for a minute and describe the diagram on page one. Please take a moment to study it. In the middle of the circle of security, we see educators attending to the child's needs. Above the circle, we start with a secure base, and moving clockwise, we arrive at, "I need you to support my exploration." I understand this to mean that all children need educators that think deeply about setting up environments and play experiences that can be explored with all the senses: touch, feel, smell, taste, sight, sound, balance, movement. When exploration is supported, we can move further clockwise and arrive at a place of watch over me, delight in me, enjoy with me, help me. From this playful space, we can progress to, "I need you to welcome my coming to you," before arriving at, "Organize my feelings, delight in me, comfort me, protect me." We then complete the circle of security where we started with a focus on safe haven and secure base. Back to the article on page two. Educators who are warm, responsive, and available. When guiding and supporting children to learn about self-regulation, it is important that educators acknowledge that these skills develop gradually and on a continuum. Children's capacity to apply these developing skills can often change. This may depend on their mood, health, family circumstances, and situations they find challenging. You can support children to learn to manage their behavior when you view children as capable and competent and approach situations from a strengths-based perspective. Ensure they feel secure and let them know that you are there to help and support them. Provide positive reinforcement, encouraging a strong sense of identity and pride in themselves. Encourage them to use a range of communication strategies to express their needs, wants, and feelings. Help them deal with conflict constructively and develop a sense of empathy for others. Involving families. Educators can play an important role in helping families support and guide their child's behavior in positive and effective ways. Developing collaborative partnerships that involve respectful communication about all aspects of a child's learning helps both parties to adopt a holistic and consistent approach. Families may need support and educators need to respond in non-judgmental ways. As with so many areas of communication and relationships, it helps to put yourself in the shoes of the family whose child is demonstrating challenging behavior and to think how you may feel in the same situation. A professional approach means that even when you are unsure of a solution, you present a positive attitude to families, working collaboratively to identify options to solve problems. It is important to inform families about the service's philosophy in regard to managing behavior and self-regulation. When educators and families have different views regarding behavior guidance, the educator may need to seek support from colleagues and draw on the service's policies for guidance, accessing additional support. Further support may be needed if there are issues involving safety or further strategies and assistance are required. If your service requires additional support, you can contact the relevant inclusion support agency. Visit the site for more information, www.education.gov.au/inclusion-support-program. Reflecting on pedagogical decisions, is the situation or the environment contributing to or creating a problem? Some environmental factors that support children and foster positive relationships include providing adequate space and a balance of activities that provide for challenge and inspire a sense of wonder. Organizing intentional grouping of children in small groups throughout the day based on their rhythms, interests, and routines. Implementing a flexible routine where educators respond and adjust to children's needs. An example might be providing access to both the indoor and outdoor spaces simultaneously. Minimizing transitions and ensuring they are planned and considered to reduce anxiety and stress. Offering a variety of materials, equipment, and experiences that engage their interests, are culturally relevant, and create a sense of belonging and security. Ensuring lighting and noise levels that are calming. Are my expectations appropriate? Think about whether you are expecting children to behave in ways that suit their current strengths and capabilities. Consider the end goal of supporting children to be considerate and respectful of others, and focus on what children are learning from situations and adult responses. You may need to consider modifying your approaches based on the age of children. For example, in outside school hours care services, older children will have more autonomy. Am I being consistent? Responding to the same behavior in exactly the same way every time is not always possible or appropriate. However, a consistent response can support children to understand expectations. For example, if swearing is sometimes ignored, sometimes laughed at, and at other times responded to with a strong reprimand, a child may find it difficult to determine the boundaries related to this behavior. How is the child likely to be feeling? What does this situation mean for the child? Empathy, or trying to put yourself in the child's place, often helps you figure out the most effective response to their behavior. Behaviors do not necessarily mean the same thing to a child as they do to an adult, as each situation is different and children are learning strategies and the ability to cope with complex social situations, they may not always get it right. To what extent is my mood contributing to my reactions? Children need clear messages from adults. Sometimes our response is an emotional reaction because we are frustrated, tired, or impatient. Our responses in those situations may not be constructive. Be aware of the extent to which your mood and energy levels affects children's behaviour. Intentional strategies. Keep in mind the power of modelling. Children learn from observing adults working and collaborating together and modelling positive behaviours. This encourages children to move towards considerate actions that support an understanding of interdependence. Using a range of communication strategies. Sometimes words are not enough. Use a wide range of communication strategies with all children. Recognizing this equips children with many approaches to use when they attempt to resolve conflict and organize their own feelings. For children to learn to guide their own behavior, they need help to understand expectations and what is acceptable. For example, they may not understand why it is okay to throw a ball outside but not inside, why they have to wait to use the new equipment, why they must wait for you before crossing the street, why they cannot draw on the walls, why it is not appropriate to pull someone's hair to get them to move. The answers to these questions can be obvious to us, but not always to children. Of course, the explanation needs to be tailored to the child's level of understanding. Be firm when you need to be. Help organize feelings. Children need the security that comes with knowing that there are limits and that when they need help with their behavior, they will get it. Children need adults to set reasonable boundaries and help them to organize their feelings and responses. Educators can support children to focus on the outcomes of being considerate to others while searching for a fair and equitable resolution that supports children learnings. Give appropriate choices and agency. Supporting children's agency enables them to make choices and decisions and influence events and their world. This provides children with an opportunity to implement their emerging skills and develop a strong sense of identity. Educators need to implement strategies, practice and programs that support every child to work with, learn from and help others through collaborative learning opportunities. Avoid encouraging hollow gestures. Adults often require children to say they are sorry when they have hurt another child or done something else that is not acceptable. It is important when talking to the child to get them to think about what they have done and how that makes others feel. We want children to develop care, empathy, and respect. But there is no point in getting them to say the words, "I'm sorry," without the genuine feeling. Try to avoid power struggles. Even in situations where there are strong feelings and direct conflict, act in ways that let the child know that you are on their side. Try to come up with win-win situations. This may require some negotiation with the child and you may need to make some concessions. Acknowledge considerate behaviour. Let children know when they do things that you approve of or that you want to see more of. Try to support children to manage their own behaviour in a way that tells the child, "I know this is hard for you, but I will help you." Modelling empathy provides children with a repertoire of examples and strategies to use themselves. The emphasis is on supporting children to manage their own behaviour in ways that teach and show respect. When responding to a child's behaviour, it is important to make sure you are doing so in ways that maintain their dignity and rights. In order to do so, it is important to take a moment and reflect on the best way to respond rather than simply react. However, in some situations, educators may need to respond quickly if safety is an issue. Empowering children. An important part of supporting children to manage their behaviour is giving them some responsibility. This begins with having appropriate expectations. Talk with them about their behaviour. Let them know that you trust them. It is important to acknowledge children as individuals with a range of skills, emotions, and experiences, both at home and at the service, that may impact on how they cope being part of a group setting on any given day. Help them learn to self-regulate, for example, to take themselves away from the group to have some quiet time when they need it. Encourage them to help others and remind others of rules and limits, but let them know that you are always there to help. Creating a caring and respectful environment assists everyone to feel part of the group and to take responsibility for the well-being of others. What to consider for assessment and rating? Authorised officers may look for and discuss a range of different behaviours which demonstrate that educators are guiding and supporting children's behaviour. They might also look for how this is reflected in the service's policies and the educational program. Authorised officers might look for evidence that educators are attuned to children's feelings and support children to deal with their emotions. Educators do not exhibit negative behaviours, harshness, sarcasm, bad language, or isolating children. Educators respond positively to children who require their attention. Educators are supporting children to identify situations where they can manage their own behaviour and act accordingly. Educators respond patiently and calmly even when children strongly express distress, frustration, or anger. Educators model appropriate social behaviour and responsive relationships. Authorised officers may seek to discuss with educators about how they learn about and respond to individual children's relationships with others and the relationship preferences they may have. How they use their knowledge of individual children's personalities and friendship preferences to support children to manage their own behaviour and develop an understanding of others' feelings. How children are supported when they are trying to negotiate and resolve conflicts with others. Authorised officers may seek to cite the following documents: philosophy and policy that use appropriate strategies to guide and support children to recognise, manage and learn from their behaviours and express their emotions in positive, non-threatening and productive ways. Documentation and strategies to guide and support children's behaviour and self-regulation. Plans for the inclusion of children who have specifically diagnosed behavioural or social difficulties. That concludes the reading of this article, Supporting Children to Regulate Their Own Behaviour, found on the ACECQA website in support of Quality Area 5. If you have enjoyed this reading or would like to request a reading, please email us at info@igniteminds.com.au. or leave a comment at igniteminds.com.au/podcast.